Wynette News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. There's no excuse for driving impaired. Use the Lyft code SHOWMELIFT to get $5 off your ride home.
Missouri State Highway Patrol Captain John Hotz is urging you to use a designated driver if you drink today or tomorrow. Hotz says troopers are participating in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign during the Christmas holiday counting period.
The patrol is out there looking for those violators to get them off the road before they can be involved in a traffic crash and injure or kill someone.
This year's 30-hour counting period begins tonight at 6 and runs through midnight tomorrow. Troopers arrested 106 Missouri motorists for driving while impaired during the 2018 holiday Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Human remains found in mid-Missouri over the weekend have been identified. Matt Pilger of affiliate KXEO in Mexico has this report.
Remains found near Moquin over the weekend are being positively identified as those of Matthew Beauchamp of Mexico, Missouri, by the Boone Callaway County Medical Examiner's Office. According to the Callaway County Sheriff's Office, a criminal investigation is ongoing. Beauchamp's remains were found Saturday morning on County Road 470 west of Moquin. A missing persons investigation started April 16th. However, he had not been heard from since September of 2018. From Mexico, Matt Pilger, Missouri Net.
A state lawmaker from St. Louis is calling for restrictions on the sale of ammunition.
Representative Lakeisha Bosley wants to require anyone selling ammunition to register with the Secretary of State and to keep records of who they are selling to. Her proposal would outlaw bringing ammo into Missouri and require all sales to be conducted at a licensed location. Bosley says that this is in direct response to the gun violence her city saw this year. Her bill is one of 15 already filed that seek to change Missouri's gun laws. For MissouriNet, I'm Ryan Hart.
Even as oil prices are up a bit, gas prices are low for holiday travel. Analysts say supplies are up with the national average, $2.60 per gallon. Authorities have released the names of those two boys that drowned after falling through the ice in a Franklin County pond in eastern Missouri. The Highway Patrol says 7-year-old Cleveland Hicks and 8-year-old Terrence Hicks went bike riding on private property and did not return home when they were expected. They were pronounced dead after they had been taken to the hospital. Next year, Missouri's supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, commonly called WIC, will begin giving monthly benefits to mothers on a debit card.
More than 100,000 Missourians participate in the WIC program that provides breastfeeding support and nutritious foods to pregnant women, infants, and children up to 5 years old. The new debit card launching, EWIC, will occur at various times depending on where you live. Once EWIC is fully implemented, the state will no longer be issuing WIC checks. To view the timeline for the launch in your area, go to MissouriNet.com. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on MissouriNet.